I'm tired. The weather, exhaustion stemming from things I'm lucky enough to make a living doing, and from spending time with an awesome individual I'm lucky enough to call my son, plus the standard holiday pressures of having to gather gifts at a point in time when literally thousands of people are trying to do the exact same thing. I can come up with excuses, but, you know, the dog ate my homework, the alarm didn't go off. It's all just excuses. I was asked for a list of things I wanted for Christmas about a week ago. A simple question that puts me on the spot, even though if I thought forward just a little, I could definitely be prepared for. But reading a menu, I'm the same way, which is why I probably ate so many plates of fried cheese sticks or chicken nuggets while growing up. Now I'll look at a menu beforehand and act my way through the social norm of perusing the menu. But if there's a Cuban sandwich and an IPA, well, there you go. I've wanted a lot this year. I wanted less stress, to feel more confident about my son and his schedule with school, to have the band I'm a part of with individuals I hold very close be more than just something we did sometimes and be something that meant much more to us. I wanted to lose weight and get in better shape, to have an occasionally noticed lump here or there just go away rather than become something I felt guilty for not looking into. I wanted a dog, then a cat, and neither. To be alone, but to not be alone. The love of someone reciprocated in some measurable way that is actually not possible, but to feel that, to share it, to have it grow, and for a future to extend as far as either could imagine. I wanted pizza, and to not feel disgusting afterward. I wanted better communication with my son's mother, to help him grow and be happier, for him to do his homework and to eat his meals in a more timely fashion. I wanted to find really good things to watch that would make television not seem like a waste of time, and to find radio and podcasts that would do the same. I wanted new shoes and a house that could be ours. In the wake of feeling as if I fell apart last year, I wanted to err on the side of positivity and to share that with people, and or have them share that with me. I wanted experience, to spend time at Walt Disney World, to spend time with my family. I wanted relatives and acquaintances, loved ones of those that I love, overcome things and not suffer anymore. I wanted to sleep more, to talk more, to listen, to be there, to make more art, to be better at that, to get another tattoo, for my car to hold up, for my knees to not give out, for my stupid shoulder to not ache for maybe just half a day. I wanted people to be happy, and, if needed, to extend that circle of influence that I have to help. I wanted people to make and sell things, for people to stop speaking behind each other's backs. I wanted to see Birdman and the Harmontown documentary, to have more music in my life, and, as dumb as it might sound, to exchange smiles. I wanted to have some of the feelings people feel when they look back through pictures, but in real time, to understand how important everything really is. Right now, tired, I stand at the counter of the house I bought for me and my son, drinking a fancy beer someone was kind enough to gift me. From that fraction of list, I only got bits and pieces, but that's okay. Like any good list, you get some stuff, and you're willing to wait longer for others. Some of the stuff you just forget entirely. It's not a game. If you got it all, you wouldn't win. You wouldn't be happier by a certain definable amount. you just be someone who is lucky enough to have all this great stuff, and you'd already be compiling a whole new list.